Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, I'm turning around. I just realized I didn't put my lunch in the fridge. Don't you guys hate that? You bring your lunch to work, then you realize it's been sitting out now for about an hour or two, so you're all worried about the bacteria. Usually you're good if it's under a couple hours, so I just saw that. All right, I'll have to unbring my food in the fridge. Sorry, didn't mean to swirl around. I'm like, wait a second, my lunch is sitting there out in the heat. It's hot, too, where I live in Las Vegas. It is hot. All right. No, I don't really have the air conditioning cranked up too high. I don't like being overly cold. I like being a little cold. You know, what do they say if your thermostat is at about 65 degrees, you'll end up losing more weight because you end up, you know, burning more ATP to try to keep yourself warm. That study obviously wasn't done where I live, where power bills are so gosh darn high that usually we like to kind of go for the open the window type of air conditioning because it's just so expensive to do air conditioning. So no. I'll just stick it in the freezer. Yeah. So that any bacteria, well, no, you can't really stick it in the freezer to compensate for bacteria landing on your food because we freeze bacteria. So you could freeze the bacteria. That's why, by the way, you can't cook something, have leftovers, and then throw it in the freezer 3 days later to eat next winter. Because whatever bacteria have landed on there and already started to set up shop, you're just going to freeze and keep. So, yeah, you got to actually heat it. All right, well, then I guess I'm heating my lunch. That's going to be kind of difficult. But, oh, well. All right. Okay, interesting. I got an email here. This is interesting. Greg writes, Doctor, what are the physical signs of lying? I've been watching the news on this Bergdahl deal, or anything congressional for that matter, and would like to know what are the signs of lying. Okay, so we'll review that today. What are some physical signs of lying? See, here's, I don't know. I really haven't talked much about the Bergdahl deal because part of me thinks that, you know, the whole swap that they did for the five Gitmo detainees, you know, part of the reason why I think nobody told anybody they were going to get Bergdahl out, and I'm glad he's out. I'm glad we fight for any American soldier, although I don't like the way this was done. Part of me is wondering maybe the reason why this was done the way it was is because he might have been a spy. I mean, how many people get to say, hi, I want to join the Taliban? The Taliban goes, okay, that's fine, and everything goes well. I'm wondering if, you know, he was a spy, he infiltrated, and then they had to get him out and get him out fast. And I don't know. I'm obviously not a political conspiracist. Conspiracy theorist. But I'm just wondering, whenever I hear that somebody does something really, really dumb, I don't, you know, in terms of a method in which they're doing it, you know, like negotiating with terrorists and things like that when they promised they weren't supposed to, you know, why would the Obama administration shoot themselves in the foot? They already shot themselves in the foot, the groin, the chest with this whole Obamacare deal. I mean, they really can't do any more damage to themselves. But I'm just wondering, maybe they had to get him out and get him out fast for a reason. Maybe it's because, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just entertaining that theory. Because what happened once they got out, the family and you know, he's still pro, you know, I mean, if he, let's say, was a spy, and he comes back and tells everybody I was a spy, or the government says I was a spy, now anybody who has infiltrated the Taliban could get shot. So, in fact, we probably shouldn't even be talking about that. Okay? So let them think, you know, I don't know. That was the first thing that came to my mind. They had to get their spy out. Now, maybe it's because I've been watching 24. right? You know, 24 is on, so people infiltrate this place. But that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it has to do with some big government covert operation. So they have to let the public think that this was a mistake, because it's better than people thinking that he was a spy. And then they had to get him out fast. Who knows? Anyway, 1-877-DOCTALI, and the fact that he's still pro-Taliban or pro-whatever, you know, he could then go and, you know, volunteer for other Taliban groups. Right? Oh, use this guy. He's a friendly. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is why I like to talk medical. All right, we got some scary stories. So in addition to us talking about the physical signs of lying, they say cell phone exposure may actually hurt men's sperm. We're going to talk about why you may not want to put your cell phone in your pants pocket. We're also going to be talking about right now there are 57,000 veterans waiting more than 90 days for an appointment at their medical facilities. Remember we talked about access issues with any government-run medical plan or medical system? 3 months for an appointment. How does that work out if you have chest pain or a cough that doesn't seem to go away, that seems to get thicker and more feverish, and I don't know, but we'll talk about that. Okay, we'll also talk about hair dye. They're saying now permanent hair dye may actually put us at risk for cancer. I know this is something that none of us want to hear about, especially since we've been dyeing our hair. I don't have to lie that I've been dyeing my hair. I think it's obvious. Okay, can you guys find any grays on me? Yeah, you can if you see me between my dye jobs. Every now and then I'll post a picture on Facebook. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, you can also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Plus, there's tons of ways to listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show. You got the iPhone app. You got the Android app. You can download those for free. Easy squeezy. And then listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. We got GCNLive.com. You can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show live on that. And then, as well, you also have the iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio, awesome way to listen to the show. So make sure you guys check that out. All right. So, real quickly, I also want to talk about, they're saying that diabetes right now is starting to rise faster in Europe than it is in the United States. In Britain alone, more than one-third of people are already pre-diabetic. What's going on in Europe as opposed to here? I thought Americans were the ones that usually eat like crap. So don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. All right, so Greg wanted me to talk about the signs of lying. How can you tell if somebody's lying to you? Now, most of us who are parents are already experts at that. We can figure out that our kids are lying. Some of us can't. I'm shocked. I look at these parents who sit there going, no, my child is not sexually active. No way. Yet, you know, the child's been sexually active for 3 years right under the parent's nose. So I think it's a good idea to teach us all how to identify if somebody is lying. Now, one thing that my kids do when they lie is they look straight at me. And they try to have eye contact really, really deep. And the reason why is they're trying to compensate for not having eye contact. So, for example, if somebody is, let's say, looking away, right, and not looking at you, or they change their head position, etc. They just kind of look away. That could be a sign that they're lying. So some people realize, okay, wait a second, if you're going to tell a lie, you can't look away. So instead, look really hard. Okay, now, see, I've had to lie to my husband a couple times, and, you know, like planning a birthday party or planning something, okay? And so, I'll also teach you how to lie. Alright, so if you look straight at them, like, no, and you just kind of look at them, you don't blink, and you stare, that can look like you're lying. If you look like, no, that's not true, and you look away, that looks like you're lying. So what you do is, okay, you just act surprised by the question, like, huh? What? What'd you say? Yeah, I mean, are you planning something for my birthday? And, you know, because you know I don't like surprise parties. Why would I? When's your birthday? Huh? Oh, you can't do that. Okay, you can't do that. You mean your birthday for this weekend? Do I look like I am planning a party? Do I look like, you know, in medical school, I got caught lying all the time. Because the teacher would be asking me if I knew how to answer a question and if I studied the said material before they called on me. You know? So, you know, they used to call you Dr. Zadira, you know, the last name, Dr. Zadira. Dr. Zadira. And I'm like, oh gosh, please don't call me, please. I'm like, what? Yes, sir. Yes, doctor, yes. Can you please explain to us what the four types of wound contamination are and the incidences of each? Yes, I actually can, but right now may not be the most opportune time. Because, why is that? Well, you know, let's distracting. By the way, another sign that somebody's lying is distracting. Okay, so the reason why is my buddy Jeff here, it's his birthday. And none of us have even stopped to wish him a happy birthday. And, you know, with all the stress that he's going through with medical school, I think we need to stop and say happy birthday. What, Dr. Sadir, can you answer the question? Happy birthday to you. Jeff, it's not even my birthday. What the hell is going on? Happy birthday. Dr. Sadir, can you please answer the question? What question? What? The wound contamination and the incidents, I just answered it for you. I answered it before I sang the happy birthday song. There was one, then there was two, and then how many types of wound contamination? The four of them? There's number three, and then finally, in conclusion, there's number four. Okay, listen. Actually, the four types of wound contamination, we talked about that. You got sterile, you got clean, contaminated, you got dirty. That was a question posed to me by my surgical attendee. All right, so anyway, and those are the four. So I know my stuff. Why do I know it? Because I had to turn around and I had to study it, and I had to study it hard. So, you know, we all lie. It's okay. But sometimes, you know, distraction works really well unless somebody knows you're lying. So are you cheating on me? Oh, by the way, did you clean out the air ducts? We got a lot of dust in them. You didn't answer the question. What question? See if somebody's going to think, yeah. All right. Are you cheating on me? No, with who? Well, you know, you have to tell me who, and I'll tell you yes or no. Oh, that's another thing. Don't say, let's do red light, green light, or you're getting warmer, don't do that, because people are going to think you're lying on that. Okay, sometimes you could also, you know what, there's a behavioral therapist I want to give some credit to, Dr. Lillian Glass. She is a behavioral analyst and body language expert who has worked for the FBI. She says also breathing changes, right? Dr. Zadir, did you study the pathophysiology of, pancreas, status post viral, ablation of its beta, islet cells? No. Okay. So that's obviously getting caught in a lie on that one. Sometimes you stand very still. They say sometimes people will, you know, because of this kind of flight or fight response where, you know, your heart starts to beat and the sympathetic nervous system comes into play, sometimes you just freeze. If you see somebody freeze or get rigid or stand very still, now that's always hard if you're asking about a lie that has has to do with the Viagra. Did you take the rest of my Viagra prescription? No. And they're standing there stiff. That could be a dead giveaway. Next, sometimes they repeat words or phrases. All right. So what they're trying to do is, while they're trying to validate the lie in their mind and recreate their sense of truth, they may actually be stuttering or stammering or repeat words or phrases. So, Dr. Zadira, did you thoroughly research what we asked you to do on pseudostratified columnar epithelium? Well, if we really look at the pseudostratified columnar epithelium, it's kind of nice and pretty. Okay, they could catch us again in a lie. Next, they provide too much information. All right, this is a good one. This is a good one. So somebody's lying. Honey, are you cheating on me? Cheating on me? Why would I be cheating on you? You are the most amazing person. You are so beautiful. I am humble. I couldn't even get anybody else, even if I tried. Why would I do that? You are the most amazing person. You're this, you're this. You're a Capricorn. You're this. I love your mother. Okay. That is a dead giveaway. You are providing too much information. Dr. Zadira, did you study the pathophysiology of HPV infection of the soft tissues of the throat and the pharyngeal wall? Not only did I study that, but I also studied coupons at the nearby Target. And so I know that I could use Cartwheel and I could get coupons at the nearby Target. And did you know there was a sale on tampons? I know. Okay, again, not only are you distracting, you're telling too much information, you're not really answering the question. Okay, so that's an issue. Sometimes, like, remember Lance Armstrong? Lance Armstrong was covering his mouth when he was saying that he did not dope. Okay, if somebody covers their mouth or vulnerable parts of their body, like if you ever see a man, I remember, I don't know if it was one of my brothers who used to do that. He used to cover his jewels when he was lying. And you're like, wait a second here. You know, maybe he was afraid there was some Pinocchio effect and he wouldn't be able to fit into his underwear. I'm not sure. But when you cover a vulnerable body part, you know, cover your chest, cover your mouth. When you talk, you're trying to put a barrier. You're trying to hide something. And that could be a sign of lying. Sometimes, you know, the shuffling, you know, you could either be too rigid or you could be shuffling your feet, okay? You need to be relaxed when you lie. I'm not teaching you how to lie, but somebody lying, they start to shuffle, they look nervous, okay? That could be an issue. Or if they start to stammer, have difficulty speaking, they get quiet because they're trying to think about what to say. If something's the truth, it comes out easier. Now, the problem is when the truth can sometimes hurt more than the lie. So, you know, honey, do you think I look fat in this? So if they say yes quickly, they're a dead man. So what you need to do is you need to already have prefabricated answers. Like, baby, you are one of the skinniest pregnant mamas I know. You are so hot. You know, the midwife better flee when you're all effaced and dilated. Something like that. And that may, again, that would be a huge distractor. That could help. Okay, I think, did we cover everything? Oh, yeah, pointing. I guess Bill Clinton pointed a lot when he was talking about, I did not have sexual relations. When he did that and he was pointing, they say pointing is also because, one, it's a distractor. Two, it's a barrier. Three, it's a form to channel your fidgeting. Lying is an art, okay? You know, I'm not good at it, okay? If so, I'd be telling you all I have great ratings, and I'd be telling you I only weigh about 115 pounds. I can't do that. I can't lie. Now, true, you can't see me fidget. You can't see me point. You can't see me stare. You can't, but you can definitely hear me go, wait. And that you can hear me do. And I don't want to be called a liar. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say men who carry a cell phone in their pants pocket may harm their sperm and reduce their chances of having children. Now, I know some of you guys are out there going, great, male birth control, I'll carry 5 cell phones. No, don't go there yet. The research team analyzed the findings of 10 studies that examined how cell phone exposure may affect male fertility. Among men with no exposure to cell phones, 50% to 85% of their sperm had a normal ability to move towards an egg. To go to the light, to the light. That fell by an average of 8% among men exposed to cell phones. 8%. Not big, but still. Similar effects were seen for sperm viability, which I guess refers to the proportion of sperm that were alive. Okay, viability is the life. The effects of cell phone exposure on sperm concentration was unclear. Now, most adults have to stick their phones somewhere. They say 14% of couples in middle and high income nations now have difficulty conceiving. They also noted that previous studies have suggested that certain radio frequency, electromagnetic radiation emitted by cell phones can harm male fertility. They say given the enormous scale of mobile phone use around the world, they say the potential role of environmental exposure needs to be clarified. That I agree with. This is study leader Fiona Matthews of the Biosciences Department at the University of Exeter of England. She said the study strongly suggests that being exposed to radio frequency electromagnetic radiation from carrying mobiles in trouser pockets, you can tell she's from England, we would say cell phone in her pants, but they call mobiles in trouser pockets negatively affects sperm quality. This can be particularly important for men already on the borderline of infertility, and further research is required to determine the full clinical implications for the general population. Whereas I would be saying, wait, okay, it's probably messing up the sperm. We're making Homer-type sperm, and that's not cool. They said the study found an association between cell phone exposure and male infertility. The study was not designed to determine a cause and effect relationship. Okay, are you putting the cell phone in your pants? Is it going to make you infertile? Here's my thing, okay? We've always been kind of concerned about what is being emitted from these things. This whole brain cancer link to cell phones has been going back and forth. Here, one study says it causes cancer, another study says it doesn't. My problem is all it takes is one study for me to get suspicious. So what I would probably do is hold my breath and go, hold the phone. And I would probably be like, look, just avoid long periods of exposure to any device that you have. So, you know, that one study that those students did regarding your Wi-Fi hotspot in your house and putting plants and seeing which plants were dying and which weren't. And of course the plants closer to the Wi-Fi died, but then on the flip or the seeds didn't grow. But then also on the flip side, it also emits a certain amount of heat. Yeah, it doesn't emit that much heat, or is it the electromagnetic radiation? So I think we really need to study. My worry is we don't want to know. If somebody told us that these cell phones are bad, and really, really bad for us, are we as a society ready to get our act together? All right. Now, of course, we're going to be looking to the gods, right? Apple, to come up with something. Samsung. You know, we're going to be asking them, can you please, Motorola, please come up with something that's... But again, these work by everything is networked. Everything is communication. Yeah, I feel like something's up. As a doctor, I don't know. Okay, we didn't study this because this all wasn't around. You had a computer, you turned the computer on, the computer made noise, the computer got warm, you just didn't put your genitals by it. Same thing with microwaves. We just always knew in the 1980s that you don't have your genitals near a microwave. Well, same thing. Keep your genitals away from this. I always get nervous about my ovaries or, you know, I used to exercise and I used to put the phone in my sports bra. I don't do that anymore. I just don't know. So I like to keep, now I have one of those arm wristbands where it's on my arm. So there's maybe a little bit of distance when I work out. Not that I work out for very long, but it's just one of those things where I don't want us all to be scared, but just don't have something strapped to you for hours at a time. It's that kind of thing. You know, the more you can have some sort sort of separation. I think just kind of slowly get used to something like that, because I wouldn't be surprised if they later in the next couple years say, look, for safety, keep it 5 feet away or keep it a foot away. So already start getting used to something like that. Still have a landline available. We've had landlines for decades. Okay. Right. We've had landlines for over, I think, about a century now. Okay, so we could have a landline still. Maybe use that for the majority of your calls. And then when you need to use your cell phone, you use your cell phone. I don't know. I'm actually a little anti-cell phone because I was on this one Candy Crush level, which was ridiculous. Apparently, it's where you have to get the orders of something, where you have to have a you have to have three different mixes. And I actually did it. It took me weeks. I finally solved it, but I still technically lost because I didn't have enough points. So I'm kind of in a bad mood because that was like the biggest bunch of bullcrap I've ever seen. So I'm not even playing Candy Crush anymore. I am so gosh darn mad. All right, another thing that's made me mad is this permanent hair dye story. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Permanent hair dyes linked to cancer. They say hairdressers who apply light color permanent dyes, hence me and my bleach, right, or perform perms on their clients, have a high concentration of carcinogenic chemicals in their blood. Now, these are right now looking at the actual hairdressers. Now, they need to also study those of us that are getting our hair dye, but they say these permanent hair dyes, also known as oxidative dyes, work with the help of hydrogen peroxide, right, that causes a chemical reaction between these intermediates, the aromatic amines, and dye couplers. Many of the aromatic amines have toluidines, and these have been implicated in causing cancer. They say ortho-toluidine has actually been confirmed as a carcinogenic. They said for this, they said the aromatic amines have been banned in most cosmetic products in the European Union, but they found that many hairdressers are still exposed to these aromatic amines. For the study, researchers looked at this O-toluidine level in the blood of participants, along with levels of seven other of the aromatic amines. Specifically, they looked at structures in the blood called the hemoglobin adducts. This gave them a sense of long-term exposure to the carcinogen because, remember, hemoglobin and you know, your blood cells live for months at a time. Looking at this method, they looked at 295 female hairdressers, 32 regular users of hair dye, and 60 people who hadn't used any products in a year, and they found that the hairdressers were indeed exposing themselves to the O-toluidine and the meta-toluidine. And the hairdressers who perform more weekly hair dye or hair waving treatments tended to have higher concentrations of the carcinogens. Now, what cancers do hairdressers get? I don't know. They haven't talked about that. I mean, I've known many, many hairdressers, and knock on wood, they seem safe. I mean, they wear gloves. I notice there's less of a stench. You notice when you get your hair dye, it doesn't seem to stink like it used to. I remember when my mom used to dye her hair in the 80s, the house would reek. So she would be walking around, she would have the hair dye, and we loved it because she couldn't whoop our butts because she had to kind of keep her head still because the dye, so the dye wasn't dripping in her eye. And she would get mad that I was asking her, are you dyeing your hair? You know, because back then you would lie about dyeing your hair. Now, I mean, oh my God, come on, really, please. You really think that's my natural hair color, really? So right now they think it's more hairdressers exposed. So please, if you do hair, make sure you're using proper precautions. And for those who get our hair dyed all the time, be prepared. Something may be next. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Dr. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So right now, The Washington Post is reporting that there has been a VA audit, and they have found that 57,000 veterans right now have been waiting for more than 90 days for an appointment, and that an additional 64,000 requested medical care, but never even made it onto a VA waiting list. Acting Secretary VA of the VA, Sloan Gibson, said this data shows the extent of the system problems we face, problems that demand immediate actions. Now, Gibson took over May 30th after the predecessor, Eric Shinseki, resigned under pressure and outlined a series of emergency measures Monday to ensure that veterans stuck on long waiting lists will receive the care quickly as possible in the next days and coming days and weeks. The interim VA secretary said it would spend $300 million to increase hours for VA medical staffers and contract with private clinics to see veterans who are unable to get care through VA medical centers. Now we're talking. Gibson also promised to institute new patient satisfaction surveys and said he had eliminated the 14-day scheduling goal for VA appointments, a measure that VA officials said was really unrealistic and then caused the widespread cheating among hospital administrators whose bonuses were tied to hitting the mark, which is so stupid. I don't understand that. All right. You know, you have a bonus structure of trying to get people into the 14 days, and then people cheat. They doctor the numbers. That's ridiculous. All right. Unfortunately, though, any of these short-term goals that they have, they say it's not going to fix the deeper problems that is plaguing the VA health system right now, because they are trying to accommodate more than 2 million new patients over the last 5 years. They say some of the new veterans using the VA medical centers fought in the Iraq and Afghanistan war appear to be using the VA services at rates that are much more higher than our previous wars of Vietnam, Korea, the Persian Gulf War, even World War II. You know, the VA also, I guess, has struggled to handle this aging population. You know, now that you have your Vietnam veterans becoming baby boomers themselves, this has definitely flooded the system. And a lot of these Vietnam veterans, God bless them, were affected by Agent Orange. This also led to a bunch of serious health problems. You know, when I worked in the VA, when I trained in the VA, when I was in medical school through UCLA, as well as UNR, the VA system, I mean, phenomenal. These guys, not a lot of women. It was mostly men at the time because they were World War II vets and a couple younger Korean vets at the time. And, you know, many of them that lived long enough to make it to the age, you know, where they had diabetes, et cetera, you know, it was definitely a different population of problems. We started to see some younger Vietnam veterans who were kind of in their 40s and early 50s. You know, they were kind of younger, and we had, you know, but now that's the biggest group. And they're living longer, thank God, but it's definitely adding the increase in numbers to the VA system. They said the VA has taken steps to address scheduling problems that happened at the Phoenix VA clinic, where there was allegations of fraud and fake waiting lists, etc. The department in Phoenix, I guess, removed 3 senior officials, contacted all patients on waiting lists, and also deployed mobile medical units to speed care. VA officials said they were still trying to figure out how much money and how many doctors and nurses they are going to need to fix this system. Now, they grew the budget to almost $55 million, but I don't see how that is even going to be enough. The audit showed a wide variation in wait times, no rhyme or reason between what one healthcare facility would tell patients versus another. They said the wait time for an initial primary care appointment in Baltimore was 81 days. Yes, in Bedford, Massachusetts, 17 days. So, you know, is it, there's a variety of things causing this, okay? You know, it depends on where a big bulk of your veterans are living. You know, I live in Nevada. I'm not really too sure what the numbers are looking like, but I wouldn't be surprised if we are having longer wait times like Phoenix did, because you have a lot of older people move to the Southwest because it's drier heat and it's a lot easier for arthritis. So you're going to see more older people come to the Southwest or just to the South in general. Florida as gorgeous, warmer, nicer weather, but still you have the humidity. So, you know, you just look to see where the seniors go. Now, why this is such a huge story and a huge concern to all of us. Number one is we should always be concerned about our veterans and the care that they get. God bless them. Number two, though, is if the government can't get the VA system right, right, for people that, you know, put their lives on the line to help this country, then how the hell are they going to get our future healthcare system right? We know we are going into a public option type of system, okay? Right now, you see, the VA needs to turn around and rely on private, okay, private clinics. Yet private clinics are starting to drop left and right. You're having doctors try to combine, doctors try to group together, and it's a very, very different arena now. You don't have, you know, as you are not going to over the next 20 years have a lot of these little doctors that have a little setup shop in the corner of a shopping center where you could come in, see the doctor and that. They're big facilities. Once you start going to these bigger facilities, yeah, it's great because I could share overhead, I could share malpractice, I could share staffing costs. It'll help me survive a little bit longer in this healthcare system, but now you have more bureaucracy. The one thing my patients have loved about my clinic over the last 15 years is there's a personal touch. Somebody comes into the waiting room, doc, I'm so sorry to do this to you, but remember you said you wanted to see the rash when it's fresh? Well, I got it. All right, make sure you get them back. We'll get them back. All right, whereas when you don't have the control. For example, I'm thinking of this situation. We had to take our dog into the vet. I think just for basic shots and grooming or something. Well, while they groomed her, they cut her nail pretty bad and it cut the skin. She needed pain medicine and they gave her pain medicine. They wrapped her up and while my husband was trying to talk about how to prevent this, you know, can he choose somebody else to groom? Can he whatever? The bureaucracy was already so great that he's like, who's in charge here? Okay, when it comes to your health, okay, you don't want to be kind of quartered around like cattle. You want to know that there's somebody specifically looking at your case and not somebody in Washington, D.C. or some suit in another building. You want to know that somebody is looking at you saying, okay, this is for you. You want your medical care to be very highly individualized. Well, if the average veteran is getting a call saying, no, we're not going to see you for 87 days, I mean, there's no individualization. They're looking at everybody as numbers, as bodies, and that's not right. Okay, now, do we have any studies of how many people did not get treatment and unfortunately died? I am hoping that these veterans, if God forbid it's an emergency, they're still able to go to the emergency room and they're still able to get the care that they need. But I have to tell you, it's very interesting. Some of the insurance, like TRICARE, et cetera, you know, they're not paying doctors. We're starting to see private doctors not be able to get compensated for seeing veterans. And then that's going to decrease the veterans' option of being able to use private clinics. Okay, I can't tell you how many patients didn't want to wait for the VA system. They come to see me, and insurance didn't pay. And they're like, I guess I could only go back to the VA. Well, but then they end up going, should I just pay cash? And I'm like, well, we got, you know, is there anybody at the VA I could call? That's another thing that frustrated me. Somebody would have something happen with their medication where the VA wouldn't give it because the VA didn't cover brand names. They switch it to a generic like Zetia, for example. Zetia, I love using as a cholesterol adjunct, but it wasn't covered by the VA for many years. I don't know if it is now. Can I call somebody over there? No, you can't call anybody over there. So, you know, it's very difficult to watch this happen to our veterans, and even more difficult to think that this is the way our healthcare system is going to be. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.